Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio. We're delighted that you're here to join us today. We are in Treasure Island, Florida, where it is chilly today. However, not nearly as chilly as those folks up north. So we hold you all in warmth and a blessing. We're delighted and honored that you're here to join us today. And our topic is that of first century Aramaic forgiveness and the restoration of human life to planet Earth. Of course, we have an experiential, very simple definition of human life. If you hold a newborn child, you know exactly what human life is. And each of us is designed to live as that and out of that. If we're not living with that as our constant companion, it's because we have allowed some form of hostility or fear to enter our lives, and in so doing, given up the truth of who we are. And we're here to remind everybody that the truth about you is that you are made of the stuff called love. That is who you are, that is what you are, and that's what you will be for all of eternity. Nothing will ever change that. Nothing can ever get in the way of that process. And so we're here to support and recognize that if you are experiencing yourself as less than the love that you're designed to be, the reason is that you've allowed an energy into your cellular structure that doesn't belong there. The truth is that every cell in your structure is designed to be connected to and to be fired by the active presence of love 24/7, 365. Nothing can ever stop that process. That energy of love, whether you like it or not, is always there. And awesome things about that is that it really doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what has happened to you, what terrible things have been done to you. It doesn't matter what you've done, terrible or otherwise. Any of those energies are energies that are not the truth of who you are. And so if you found yourself experiencing something less than love, the truth of who you are can't be touched by that which is not true about you. It's kind of like an AM and FM radio. You know, if I'm listening to 900 on the AM dial, I can listen to that forever and tune in to 900 on the FM dial. I can't do it. Why can't I do it? Because it's a different frequency range. 900 is here in the space. Whatever that station is putting out its signal is here, but it can't come through the FM signal. I may not be able to hear it. I may not be able to tap into it, but it's there. And so if I've allowed myself to attune to, and it's interesting, in the ancient Aramaic language, the word that's been translated as soul can properly translate attuning mechanism. So if I've attuned to something that's less than love, then in so doing, I can seem, but as soon as I change the tuning mechanism, well, how do you do that, Michael? I've found that there's so much hostility and fear in my life, in my world, in my family, in my culture. You know, I've been watching television the last day or two and watched what happened to these 12 people in France, and there's just so much of that that I don't understand, Michael, how you can say that that isn't true. Well, I didn't say it didn't happen. I just said it's not the truth of who we are. And we can identify with and lock in on that. And if we do, the reason we identify with and lock in on that is because that frequency, that energy is in us. Now, there's an interesting tool that was given to us 2,000 years ago for undoing the parts of our mind that have locked into those horrific things that happen in the world. The tool is called forgiveness. And when I begin to apply the tool of forgiveness, I begin to remove from my structure that which never belonged in my structure. And as I do, I'm free of it. Once I'm freed of it, then I can look at those quote-unquote terrible things that happen, and I can bring a different energy to them. And in bringing a different energy, I become one who brings support and healing to those events in the world rather than getting lost in those events in the world. So that's what we're here to support. That's what we're here to do. Let's say hello and see if Dr. Tim is with us. Are you with us, Tim?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can. Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Well, we were having some technical difficulties with Blog Talk because I was doing the intro when you started talking. So let me just say welcome. This is Thursday, January 8th, 2015. And I'm here with a hand up. I believe it's Rex, who already has a hand up.
Well, let's just jump in and say hello to Rex and see what the young man has to say with us, share with us.
517, you're in the air.
Hello there, friends.
Hey, it's cool to see you up there in the air. Flying high, are you?
I'm not exactly what you said, but I think you said it's cool to see me up in the air.
Yes, yes. Dr. Jim just said you were in the air, so we're delighted to hear from you.
I'm in the air. I'm everywhere. There you go.
There you go.
I actually had a couple topics that I wanted to share briefly, not necessarily a question today.
Yes.
Michelle, one of our community members, everybody knows Michelle Pache, it asked me to call in, and I offered it, and she said, yes, she would love for me to do that. She's having a procedure today, and she would love our community to hold the space of love for her full healing and success. And it is happening in about 20 minutes, if all goes accordingly. And I would invite all of us to hold the space of love for Michelle Pache and the highest potential outcome. And maybe even if you're inclined, Michael, at 1:30, we could just take a pause for a moment and do a little, sending of love or embracing in love. So that was
absolutely
one of the things.
Let's
I wanted
hold
to mention.
That not only do things turn out well, but as they're moving in that direction, that the physician's hand, it's a medical procedure, I understand, that the physician's hand, heart, and mind are guided, that as whatever the procedure is, she is touched and handled in the heart, in the mind of love, and that the only result that comes from it is absolute, total, complete, 100% healing. We definitely hold that space.
Awesome. Thank you for articulating that. I like that a lot better than the way I said it. So thank you. In addition, I wanted to mention that I am going to be doing a workshop and a talk this Sunday. And it's interesting. I'm having some challenges with my constant contact. I essentially opened it up. The name of my talk is A Brilliant Mirror. It's going to be in the Grand Rapids, the Unity of Grand Rapids, downtown on Walker Street. And it'll
awesome.
Be at 10:30 a.m., and I'm excited about that because it's a fun talk because it kind of plays on the quote from The Course in Miracles, which is pretty profound, is that you can be a brilliant and spotless mirror, you know, upon the world. And I'm doing the talk on that, and then I am doing a workshop following called Awaken to the New Paradigm, which is the workshop is designed to support another way of expressing the work that are sharing in our community, Michael, with what you teach and Tim and many of us. And this is just putting my own little twist on it. And it's exciting because there's quite a bit of material out there all of a sudden. And I say all of a sudden, I've been seeing it, and maybe it's just because of my focus. But people talking about the importance of this 2015 being a major time when we can really accelerate and shift some of those perceptions and actually even using the word awaken to the new paradigm, which I thought was really intriguing. I hadn't heard anybody say it before, and I had developed a workshop a few years ago and haven't taught it very much. This is only my second time. So I'm excited about that and excited about the possibilities that we all have available to us and coattailing on the energies of so many people in the world that are focused on change and the willingness to change and excited about change, at least for another 30 to 40 days is generally the theme that most people follow through on the resolutions. And not everybody, but I think the majority do that. So it's a great time to really access and focus on our inner work and make those commitments and allow ourselves to heal more fully.
Awesome. Well, we're delighted, and I think it's just so auspicious that, Vi and Bill Constantino just started a support group in Grand Rapids, so that's pretty cool that I'm sure that group is going to be excited to get some reinforcement with the work and another perspective and build some more brain cells in different directions. And so we hold the space that this Sunday for the Sunday service and the workshop afterward that you have a full house, that lots of folks show up and lots of support happens in every way, and people holding the space and people supporting your work with their abundance.
I appreciate
it all moves forward awesomely.
Thank you. Yes, and Bill, I did get a response from Bill, and he was excited about it, and he's glad I was going to be in Grand Rapids. And evidently, he is traveling somewhere in the world. I'd have to look at the email again, but he was going to be in Belize, I think, and then back in Florida. Or I know he's going to be. He's talking about attending some of your work. Shops that you're doing this winter in Florida. So he will not be there, but he said if he was, he would love to be there, and he encouraged anyone else that might want to come to be there. So I'm excited about sharing it, and I'm excited about doing the work and being a part of the community that we're in, and excited about a lot of things, a lot of good stuff moving with in many areas of my life and our lives. So thank you for all your love and support, Michael and Tim, obviously. Talk regularly, and I look forward to speaking with you this afternoon.
Well, you definitely have that support, and now I know why I didn't reach Bill this morning. Actually, Bill just sent me a new version of the presentation of the worksheet that he started on when he was at the Codependence Intensive up in Michigan. And it's just awesome the way it's advanced. I'm actually working on sending back a response with a few refinements and some feedback, but just a great tool that Bill is applying his skills to. And it's really just awesomely incredible to watch how many creative people are showing up and jumping on the forgiveness team to take this to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. And all the different skills and intelligences and brain cells that are showing up is just such an awesome, awesome blessing. We actually have a young lady that's working on the Greek translation of the book. And I talked to someone the other day who's working on still one other language. So lots happening in the direction of let's get this to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. So maybe 2015 is the year of critical mass. And certainly the critical mass is it's time for it with the insanity that's going on the other side of the coin.
I totally am in support of that and unfolding it. The more people, the more exposure we have to truth and to recognition that we are love, the more change we see and more experiences we have that are going to be aligned with that. So I'm definitely all about that.
Well, is there anything else exciting to share in your world? How's the support group going in Lansing? We haven't heard much from Lansing support recently.
Well, we had, because Mitzi and I had been invited to a journey in recognition of Journey's memorial, a group of young people had left the memorial. My son Journey, for those that may not know, made his transition about 2 years ago now. And after the memorial, they had a group of his friends that were really feeling distraught and just said, well, let's get together and jam. Journey really loved playing guitar and was really good at it. And he had a group of friends that were very talented and still are talented and wanted to get together. So they got together and had a jam and in honor of Journey and had food and talked about the memories and, you know, it had a wonderful time. And then they decided to do it annually. So they did another one the next year.
Awesome.
And then this year we happened to be at a party that wasn't related, but got to see some of Journey's friends from high school. And they said, we're having a party and we'd love to have you come. We're going to do it in honor of Journey again. And we're doing it every year. And it's 2 days before Christmas. So that was on the Tuesday that support group was. So rather than being at support group, Mitzi and I went to that. And so we decided to take a couple weeks off for the holidays. And so we just went back on Tuesday. And I'm moving along quite quickly. The sharing was amazing. It was awesome. We sang for like 3.5 hours. There were a number of very, very talented musicians, drummers, players, singers. It was really a wonderful thing to be a part of. Journey had collected a fairly amazing group of friends that were very talented. And just we did it happens every year in honor of Journey, and it's verbalized, and we say a little prayer around that, and then we just open up our hearts and have a really good time. So it's pretty amazing. And a support group on Tuesday was it was unique in that it was different in the way it unfolded. We had some things open up, and generally we watch a DVD, and then we will do some of the forgiveness process. Well, what we ended up doing is a couple people had specific things they were working on, and it brought it up, and we started having a conversation with that and did some processing and did some forgiveness work around those issues, and there was a fair amount of discussion, and it was very active, and we did do some healing work. We didn't formally do the actual page or the paper, the reality management sheet, but we did some canceling of goals and some breathing, and we did some, we also every, at 5 to 8, every, excuse me, at 8 p.m., we do a devotion in our support groups, and everybody really enjoys that. So we say the Aramaic Lord's Prayer, and then we devote for 5 minutes to love and extend that to all of our loved ones and our community and our families throughout the, and our extended families throughout the planet. And it's pretty cool. So we do that and usually ends up running more than 5 minutes because we just get lost in the space and it's pretty powerful. And then we get back to doing the forgiveness process. So I thought it went well. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We had 5 of us that were there. It was exciting. And I encourage everyone to start a support group. Anyone, everywhere, as many as you can. And Dr. Tim is just, he's the support group guru right now, I would suggest. He's doing 2 a week. I don't know anybody that's doing 2 a week. So, Tim, just to acknowledge you and your effort and that time and energy you put into that is just, it's awesome. So, and he really knows how to support the process. And so thank you. That's an update on the support group. Does that help? Is that what you're looking for, Michael? And you may be muted.
Mute challenge, Michael?
Yes, sir. Mute challenge there for a second. But I'm back to it. And, yeah, I just wanted to catch up a little bit on what's happening with it. It's always awesome to get reports from support groups and what's happening. I think it opens a space for pretty powerful inspiration. So thank you.
Well, it's exciting. And thank you again, Michael. It's something I enjoy doing, appreciating you and Jeannie. And I wanted to ask, how is Jeannie feeling? Is she getting through her symptomology?
Jeannie
had some symptoms of cleansing and detoxing and cold symptoms, you know, like. So I was asking how she's doing because I didn't hear her yesterday.
She is doing well. She's pretty much on the other side of that. She's actually driving right now. We're on our way to an appointment. And so Jeannie is driving as we speak. And so she's not actually on the show. That's why Dr. Tim is doing the switchboard today. Thank you, Dr. Tim, once again, for your support.
Awesome. Well, tell Jeannie, if she can hear me, Jeannie, I love you. And thank you for all the effort and the work that you do. And thank everyone for this amazing community that we've developed. I really do appreciate and love being a part of it. And I'm going to go ahead and go back on mute. And by all means, if there's someone else that has something to share, I'd love to hear it.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Rex. Delighted to hear from you. We appreciate you. And we hold you in a blessing. And of course, we support you in all that moves in relationship to journey and what's happened in your world. We just hold the space and are the space. And we certainly appreciate the whole community that's there to support your healing and the healing of every mind, heart, and being on the planet. So thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. And there's lots of layers to that healing process. Any of us that have lost a son or a daughter, or anyone in their lives for that matter, it's pretty amazing how many layers there are to the peace on loss. So it's quite vast, and I just keep lovingly embracing. I like that idea more than what came to my mind is chiseling away. I don't want to chisel away. I would lovingly embrace all the things that are surfacing in me regarding it. And thank you for all the support. Blessings, everyone.
Right. So when you recognize that what we're dealing with is, you know, how many generations of experiencing loss, yes, so many layers to go through, and we're here to support the healing of those layers, for sure.
Well, and it's been thank you, Michael, that has been a major part of my own personal healing process is the recognition that this habit of killing bodies, killing energy systems we call bodies, the habit is really, really deeply ingrained, and it's so habitual that almost everyone does it rather than confronting the issues that we need to confront that are inside us that are the cause.
Yes. And I acknowledge you for the power of your willingness to confront and just keep moving through every layer of grief, of sadness, of fear, of rage, of whatever surfaces. And you have my eternal support in continuing that process and letting loose.
Thank you, Michael. And your support is amazingly felt on a regular basis, and I appreciate it, Jenny. Thank you.
So, Rex, is there an update on the book?
Tim, you're just tuning right in. I was Missy has been doing working on the book around about Journey and our lives in relationship to Journey and his process and his life. And she got her first major edit, went through, and found that there's a whole bunch more work to do. She kind of thought she was going to have that, and she did it, got it, and now she and Bray are getting back into, I wouldn't say rewriting, but a fair amount of editing that needs to be done, and they're just going back through it now. So the updates, if people are interested, they can follow her blogs, Brea and Missy's blogs, and it's called it's Our Journey on WordPress.com. And it's she and Brea have put together wonderful regular blogs. They usually run them once every week or 2 weeks, and they're giving excerpts from the book and also little antidotes. And the last blog I think they sent out, they had well over 1,000 responses. And so it's starting to gain momentum, and it's a matter of getting the book out there so people can have an experience of the wonderful opportunities to heal and learn more about what's happening in the mental health world and changing, and the steps available to change rather than taking a traditional role, which not that many people, I'm sure, are on our program would, you know, go that route without exploring options. But the book definitely gives a lot of opportunity to look at a lot of areas and how the effect of having a person who's going through the mental health system and how it affects not only them and their own lives and the way they see their world and the family. So it's exciting to be a part of that, and I think she's moving right along. She was actually writing and working on it, you know, this morning quite a bit. So I think it's a daily loving endeavor that's going to be, you know, I don't know when her idea of when they'll get it done, but they've got this second edit that they'll go through once they finish the first editing, and it's a process. Thanks for asking, Tim.
Well, Rex, I'm just shocked that she's having to do another edit. I know from writing a book that, once I wrote it, it was just done. Of course, it took me 15 years. And then after I sent it, I had given the setup. I had set up to finish the book, and I was heading to India. And I started reading what I had written on the way to India, and sent back an emergency message that said, stop the presses. Don't dare take that to the printer. And I spent another 3 months editing. So I certainly relate to and understand that process fully.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I personally have never written a book, and I'm seeing it. I have a close friend that started writing a book about 12 years ago, and it's a medical book, and it's amazing, about healing and about the truth of what's happening in the world around, you know, medicine and healing. Michael, you'll be very interested. He's getting closer to publishing, and I'll make sure you get a copy when he does. Amazing. At any rate, I know he spent 10 to 15 years doing the book as well. So who knows? I think Mitzi and Bray are going to get it out there sooner than that, and I'm going to hold the space for it going out hopefully in the next year or so, you know, 6 months, maybe even sooner. But yeah, it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of love going into it. So I'm sure it'll be amazing and very powerful. And it is about 1:30 now. Did you want to take a moment, Michael, and say a prayer or do a petition? Or what would you like to do? Or do you want to just move on?
I think that's an awesome idea. And my understanding is that the average first book does take 15 years to write. So that's pretty much what it does. It's quite a process, but yeah, let's just join as a community and take a deep, deep breath. And with that deep breath, allow yourself to just notice anywhere in your structure where there's any tension, and take your breath to any tensions that are there and just let them soften and let them go. And as tensions soften and let loose, imagine that you're holding a newborn child. And as you hold that newborn, you look into the face of the newborn and you smile. And as you breathe and as you smile, you allow the warmth of your smile to flow up your face to the frontal lobes of the brain, which opens a filter called RACMA in the frontal lobes of the brain and strengthens the active presence of love in your physiology. And as you do that, because we are all connected, all you have to do is tap into the vibration of Michelle's name. So just Michelle Pichet. Just kind of tap into her energy. And just see her surrounded in light and in love. And that light and that love extend to all of the care professionals that are around her, the nurses, the doctors. You know, we've told that story about Christian the lion and how the wild mate of this tamed lion, it would seem because of the space held by the tamed lion, the wild mate comes to total human strangers and acts like a kitten, allows him to pet her. And that space, as each of us taps in and joins, we join in mind with each other in surrounding the room where the procedure is taking place, and every mind, every heart, and every being involved is touched by that love. Michelle's family, her husband, her son, her daughter, are showered in peace and are able to join in holding that space. And as that happens, the energy of that space of love that everyone has just surrounded her in, the energy now comes back to you. And imagine that that energy, as it comes back to you, redoubles in you. It touches everyone who's listening to the show right now, or that will ever listen in the archives. That energy touches each, redoubles, and strengthens. There's an awesome principle that says, when I choose love, it wakes up the love in everyone. Key to being empowered to heal. And so as that energy comes back to you once again, it redoubles, goes out, and this time that energy of love joining with each person consciously participating in the show now extends out and literally surrounds the globe. Particular. It touches the hearts and the minds of those in France who have been touched by this tragedy, both the perpetrators and those who were harmed in the process. And they are each surrounded in the active presence of love. And as each of them taps into, consciously or unconsciously, there will be people who, because of what you're doing right now, will become aware of this energy on a new level in them. And as that happens, each mind involved begins to heal, whether in the body or not. And in particular, touching those who do violence all around the globe. That we hold each mind that is crying for love through the violence they do, tap into the truth of who they are, is able to bring that love forward into the world. And in particular, Rex, there are two gentlemen who are Muslim that you worked with who were lifers in the prison in Ionia. Very gentle souls who are really about healing themselves. And because of this law of resonance, let us tap in with them, and that anyone in the radicalized Muslim world, those who are in pain, who've stepped away from the true teaching of their prophet and their prophets, through these two gentlemen, are touched by the active presence of love. That anyone on the planet who's in strife, who's in turmoil, through our two friends in Ionia prison, we send them, we specifically imagine everyone who's listening, imagine focusing on Ionia, Michigan. There are two gentlemen there who are there for life, who are working toward taking this teaching of forgiveness through the lifers community around the country. Imagine that your mind specifically embraces them, strengthens the presence of love in them, who reach out to all of the brothers and sisters in the Muslim community who are hurting and have turned to violence, and energetically providing them a viable alternative, and that is healing, and presencing their human lives, and then seeing that energy extending to everyone who would radicalize others. On both sides of the conversation, there's so many conversations happening right now about how we have to go get them. See, every mind, every talking head on television that's promoting, heard a conversation this morning about how I wonder what new rights we're going to have to give up to be safe. But see those minds tapping into love and recognizing that we can be safe by functioning as human beings, not by giving up rights. And all of that energy, as it's generated, as it redoubles and it moves around the planet, comes back and is focused on Michelle, her doctors, the nurses, her family, and each recognizes on a new level of who we are as human beings, and that we have the capacity to bring forward this awesome active presence of love and know the truth of who we are and intuitively begin to tap into the process of forgiveness that releases and removes from us everything that is less than that love. And I breathe with each of them. We focus on Rex's family and friends, and Rex's son journey as he moves in the next level of his eternal life, being freed from the energies of the past and moving in deeper and deeper ways toward the light and the love of God. And recognizing that he is the light and the love of God. When Yeshua said, "I am the light of the world," he only changed the pronoun when he switched that to, "You are the light of the world." Breathe into yourself as the light of the world for a moment. And as you breathe, just allow yourself to experience yourself as that space. You. You are the light of the world. And as each of us joins in that light, we strengthen the light in each other. our way shower, Yeshua.
Michelle,
we see you whole and healthy, dancing and just rocking. So, Rex, any other thoughts? Anything else to share?
Other than beautiful? No. And thank you. That was beautiful, Michael. Was
my
very
honor
good
and privilege.
Wonderful. I'm just very appreciative and thankful about being in this community, being a part of the community and what we're doing. And it's just, it's a wonderful thing. And tell your friends and let's bring them to the radio program and let's bring them to the workshops. Let's bring them to the talks. Let's do whatever we can to, you know, promote and perpetuate the truth, bring it forth so that more and more people will be exposed to it. Thanks a lot.
Yay. Hey.
Yay.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Awesome. Thanks, Rex. Give Mama a hug for us. And baby daughter and baby daughter's baby. Pretty exciting.
You got it.
All right.
Yes.
Be careful.
We're getting closer all the time.
Yeah, we're getting close, aren't we?
Yeah, it's about a month is the due date now for
Bill
and her child. So we're excited.
You're going to be a grandpa in a month. That is such a cool thing. That's so exciting. I mean, talk about another level of joy and delight in your world. And, man, you know, I carry on my phone, my homepage on my phone is a picture of my granddaughter just grinning, this big, big grin on her face. And I just need to look at that, and I go into a space of joy and connectedness and a grin just so easily just looking at that. It's pretty awesome.
Well, there's a lot of activity
happening.
I look forward to
hearing about you having that experience.
Yes, and Mitzi and I have opted to work with Opa and Oma. They're German versions of Grandpa and Grandma, which we both like, and it'll help our, you know, granddaughter differentiate between Grandma and Grandpa. It's one of the things that we're doing, and we're excited about that. So I'm becoming an Opa.
Well, congratulations, Opa. We decided to go Southern, and I'm Papa, and Jeannie is Nana. So we've got the Southern Tennessee version.
Well, we'll have all kinds of versions as we go along. It's fun.
Yeah, cool.
Blessings, brother.
All right, take care, blessings.
We might have another caller or so, someone who wants to
all
interact
right.
or share. That'd be awesome. Thanks.
Well, Dr. Right. Tim, any signs of those young men of yours moving in the direction of giving you that delightful experience of being a grandpa?
None yet.
Eh? Well, we hold the space if that's in the cards. It's certainly an awesome experience. And actually, Krista, which just shocks me, you know, Krista always said from the time she was a teenager, I'm never going to have babies. And then she decided she was going to have a baby and was just, I mean, she was just so delighted. And every time I acknowledge her for how great a mother she is, she just says, well, it's so easy when you've got the best baby in the world. And a few months ago, she announced to us that they're actually considering having a second. So that's pretty cool.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. So do we have anybody with conversation going on in the chat room to be aware of, or anybody with a hand up in the phone queue?
We have a very limited chat going on, a number of guests, and Peace is the only one making comments, kind of a running commentary on light and love and opening up to all possibilities and flooding ourselves with the light of love and staying connected to true self and the Holy Spirit. And in terms of calls, we have a lot of callers on the line, but no one with their hand up. So if you put your hand up, press 1. If you have a question or a comment, or you just want to make some kind of a reference about what Rex was talking about, give us a call, 646-200-4169, and press 1 to put your hand up, and you'll be the first in the line.
So we'd love to hear your voice, your comments, your thoughts, your questions. anything to share with us in any way, shape, or form about this amazing, amazing community and this awesome process of first century Aramaic forgiveness, recognizing that forgiveness has nothing to do with letting other people off the hook because there's something going on in us, but rather is a tool with which you forgive, you remove, you let go of whatever's going on in you that doesn't belong. And so, anyone with a question or a thought for us, we'd love to hear your sweet voice. And if you're in the phone queue, all you have to do is push 1, and we'll be hearing from you.
Yeah, we have, I believe it's Julie from Oregon, just put her hand up. 541, you're in the air.
Hi. Hi.
Hey there, young lady. How are you, Julie? Julie, I heard you say hi and then you disappeared. Dr. Tim?
Well, I'm asking Julie to try it again.
Okay.
Are you still there, Julie?
Well, yeah, all I heard was a hi from her. Her voice did kick in, and then she disappeared.
Yep, I heard that very clearly, too. So she still has her hand up, but if she recalls or calls in and presses 1 again, we'll talk to Julie. Nobody else has their hand up yet. I just wanted to say, based on yesterday's show, I didn't make the time yet to do this, but I'd like to publicly acknowledge Magda for the wonderful work she did either yesterday or Tuesday. Very, very powerful, the willingness, the honesty, and I for one am grateful to have people like that who will call in and ask for support in serious issues that have them feeling so intensely that they don't quite know what to do with it, and to get support and to get some focus with these tools. I sit here knowing that she's doing better and feeling better and working through layers of things that will leave her life better for the remainder of her time on the planet. So thank you, Magda. I appreciate it.
It's definitely profound, and you know, the resounding impact of the work she did will touch literally every one of us, because that issue of infidelity is one that is in the bloodline of all of us somewhere along the way. And as we choose to heal that and really truly function as human beings called love and function out of integrity with our word, with our commitments, especially our commitments within our intimate relationships, and to honor those commitments on every level, in thought, word, action, and appearance, is just such a huge opening of a space. You know, I can remember working with a woman, this goes back several years ago, and she had worked with a therapist, and the therapist told her that, well, you know, if your husband doesn't really turn you on when you're intimate with him, just think about the latest movie star that you're attracted to. And it was just like, what a mind energy violation. And to recognize that the most powerful level, the most far-reaching level of our creative in our minds, and so to have real, true, total integrity on that level and to stay connected to that integrity is just such an awesome gift to give our genetics, our family systems, and to give to our intimate relationships. It's so powerful, so sweet.
Well, I want to add to that. Julie seems to have called back in. I'll turn her on in just a moment. But I just want to add to that that in this field, I routinely hear of things that people were told by their therapist. And I take it all with a grain of salt, because I know by the time any of us goes to reach out for help, we are feeling anger, fear, sadness, hurt, and some kind of trauma that's creating filters that don't allow us to perceive accurately. So I'm fully aware that you know, I have had situations where I've said what I thought was a very clear message of love to someone. Another great example is people who come in and watch the Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop the first time, the lecture that you have, Michael, and we go to discussion and they say, well, so he's telling us we just have to let people abuse us? And so what people hear is dramatically, colored by their life experience. So I take it with a grain of salt. However, I've heard from some very clear-minded people that they've been told some very unproductive and abusive things that they should or could do by therapists. And so I just want to put this out there that if you're not comfortable, if you're not feeling supported and loved, and if you're not feeling that it resonates peace and harmony within you when you go to see a therapist, get another therapist. Don't let someone's credentials or history override your instinct, your intuition about what to listen to. I just wanted to go on the record to say that. And Julie Haverstick, not Haverstick, but Julie in Ashland, Oregon, you are on the air.
Hello again.
Hey.
Oh, I guess I cut myself off. So I don't remember what the last thing was I was saying.
Well, Julie, all we heard
all
was
we got
hello.
Was hello.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, then. Well, I will go into the story, I guess. I was saying thank you and that I felt like it was a big, long pause of silence with nobody wanting to come on the line because of how deep we all went with the meditation prayer that you did, Michael. And I was thanking you for that. And I was also saying that I think my dog was in it, too. He was definitely zoned out. And during the prayer, I had tuned into Michelle, and I was also tuning in. Somehow, this came over me that my dog was in service in some way. And, you know, I've been carrying grief about losing him. And so a big wave of that released for me, and I just made that as a contribution to the whole field of love surrounding Michelle. And I went out to check on my dog after the prayer had finished. And he was so zoned out. He wasn't interested in eating or anything. I was bringing him something to eat, and he just wanted to stay in his zone. So I took the cue and came back and stayed in the zone myself. So something is
cool.
Real about all that. And that was what my experience was, and I was sharing it. So. Just to fill the space.
Awesome.
But yeah, Michelle
very cool.
Is okay. I definitely got a feel for that even before, earlier in the show, as soon as Rex mentioned it all. And I'm glad, Rex, that you did bring forward everything that you did bring forward today. So that's it. Thank you.
All right. Very cool.
Oh, I remember thanking you also for the last few days, the support. I've really been benefiting by it quite a bit, and I won't go into it, but I was mentioning it again. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
There's a solid 4 minutes left. If someone else has a question or a comment, 646-200-4169. If you just press 1, that'll put you at the top of the queue.
Yay, and while we're waiting for a hand to go up, I'll just remind people that if you're in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area, we're going to be doing 7 workshops. There'll be 6 free workshops starting on Sunday at Unity North in Tampa. And then the following Sunday, we'll start with another 6 free workshops at Unity in St. Petersburg. So we've got 14 days overall. 12 of those 14 days will be free open workshops, and anybody's most welcome to join us. And we'll be doing 2 paid workshops. We'll be doing Penance is in the lineup, and we will be doing Why Is This Happening to Me Again twice. But we'll also be doing the Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing each Saturday in the next 2 weeks. So. Not this Saturday coming, but the following, and then the following Saturday is Unity of Tampa and Unity of St. Petersburg, respectively. And then we're going to take some time. We'll actually have a day off and after 14 days straight, and we'll be heading to South Florida. We'll head to Fort Lauderdale, and, or pardon me, actually to Miami, and we'll be parking our van for 10 days and getting on a cruise ship and taking some time to move through the Southern Caribbean and get some time to write. It's a When Gene and I, we find a last-minute cruise that's priced right, it's a way for us to take some time without cell phones and without Internet to just get time to write. So we'll be taking our computers along. Gene is going to work on her book, which is about the healing of the whole woman and a lot of the work that she developed while she was doing her BA in psychology. And I'll be working on the rewrite of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? So we've got a lot happening. When we're finished in at that 10-day cruise, then we'll be at the Universal Truth Center in Miami doing 10 days of workshops there. And then we'll move to Fort Lauderdale. We'll do a full week, 7 days at CSL in Fort Lauderdale and 7 days at Unity. We'll have a few days off, and we're talking to some folks in the Palm Beaches, so we may do something in Palm Beach. And then we'll head to Sebring. And once we complete in Sebring, we'll do a 20-day teacher training. Jeannie and I will be doing 9-day concurrent workshops. She'll do a 9-day healing the whole woman. I'll do a 9-day why is this happening to me again. Each of those workshops will qualify people who want to do teacher training, which is designed for people who either want to teach or just deepen their experience of the forgiveness process. We'll spend a full 9 days totally focused on the principles of why is this happening to me again. We'll also be teaching the interpretation of the personal code evaluation for teachers to use and to work with people that they're working with. So we've got lots on the plate. Well, then once we finish there, we'll be heading to Atlanta. We'll be at Unity North in Mayretta, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. And we're looking at some other venues as well before we get back to Heartland for the summer. You can check all of that out, all the details, flyers will be downloaded, and bring a stranger to the show tomorrow and give the world a gift, the best year yet of your eternal life. Blessings. Bye-bye.